Oh yeah, doing pretty good.
Yeah, so you're not steam bathing yourself all the way to the office this time, huh?
Not quite, but when I go to lunch, it will be.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Well, let's talk about marking a calendar, because it looks like you got a special activity coming up here before the month is out.
We do. On August 26th, that is Women's Equality Day, and Lisa is giving a tour at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery of local women who are active in the suffrage movement here locally. And in suffrage movement, getting women the right to vote. So that's going to be an interesting tour through the cemetery. And that's on August 26th at 6:30 p.m. It's a Friday. And then also later in August, which is actually the next day, on Saturday the 27th at 10:30 at the William Allen White Red Rocks, she is going to give a talk on William Allen White's boyhood home in El Dorado. So the 26th and the 27th, two events coming up that Lisa will be spearheading, and she does a really good job. You should both be very interesting. So if you have a chance, come on down to Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery on the 26th or go to Red Rocks on the 27th.
Save the dates. Save the locations.
Save the dates.
Lisa will be there. Hey, what about the Kids Zone at the History Center?
You know, the Kids Zone is going great guns. We opened it June 1 after some remodeling in there, and we have been busy every single day. So it's working out really well. We call it the coolest place in town. So if you want to escape the heat, come in and have an activity for your kids, bring them down here to the History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial, and go through our brand new, newly redecorated, the Loretta Langley's Kids Zone. We have to thank, though, the Emporia Rotary Club, the Earl and Stella Louise Youth Assistance Fund, the St. Patrick's Day Fund, and Amy Heineken for all the work and funds they provided to redo that space for the kids. And, of course, the parents can enjoy the cool as well. So come on down and check that out.
Sounds like you may have a grand activity here for the Kids Zone.
Well,
coming
up soon, we are going to have a grand reopening event, ribbon cutting and a new name reveal, and that'll be here coming up probably sometime in September. So stay tuned, as they say, and we will announce that date here shortly.
A new name reveal. Boy, we've got new logos going on, new name reveals happening. Boy, just stick around, and we'll keep you posted best we can. Greg has already indicated he's not going to spill anything.
Not a bean. The word.
Okay.
Mum's the word.
What about the History Center Friends Group, Greg?
We had a friends group in the past, the History Heroes, and in the last couple of years that's been kind of idle. COVID kind of kept the wraps on that, but we are revamping it, reintroducing it, a friends group. And so if you would like to be involved in that group, please let us know. You can call Lisa or myself here at the History Center, or come by and we'll talk about it. But yeah, we need more volunteers. We need more people to help with events and activities. So if you are interested in museum stuff, come on down to 7-Eleven Commercial and talk to us, or call us on the phone at 340-6310, and we'll hook you up with a volunteer opportunity.
Sounds like folks that are into military history, and you already have a pretty robust collection in a number of different ways. Sounds like you've got some new activities and really new exhibits here to pass along for folks.
Yes, and you know, in the last 6 months, two things have happened, or two different people. There was a USS Emporia. It was a World War II ship. It was a minesweeper. And it was built in Wisconsin, on the Great Lake there in Wisconsin. And there was a woman from Emporia who happened to be living up there during the time of this. So she was asked to launch the ship with the champagne bottle and all that. So we had the wrap that was around the champagne bottle in our collection. But recently we got a ship's log, if you will, a photograph of all the sailors that were on board during the lifespan of the USS Emporia. So that was a real find, and so lots of history on the boat, or ship, excuse me, and all the people involved. And then recently, the woman that launched the ship, her son, brought us by a scrapbook, excuse me, full of photographs of the launch, the building of the ship, and the launch. And so a lot of history now on the USS Emporia that we did not have before. So if you're interested in that, come on down and we'll show you. It's really cool, really quite interesting.
Nice find there. Yeah, USS Emporia stuff at the Lyon County History Center. Well, let's talk about memberships, Greg. How can we get them? How important are they to you?
Memberships are very important. They help us do our programming and all of our outreach. So that is a huge help to us. Plus, we get our volunteer group from members of the Historical Society, another help to us. And a help to you is that you allow us to do our work. Plus, you get a discount in the museum store and discounts on third-floor rentals. So it's win-win. If you're interested in being a member, that's $30 for an individual, $50 for a family, and it goes up from there. So if you're interested, come by here, 7-Eleven Commercial, or check out our website, explorelyoncounty.org, and we'll fill you in and help you fill out the forms.
Yeah, it appears you've been pretty busy up on the third floor there, Greg.
We have been quite busy. This past weekend, we had a wedding and a reception up there. It worked out really, really well. Everybody seemed to enjoy their time. We have another wedding coming up later this year. We've had activities and groups and events. And so, yeah, things are looking up, as it were, and we're excited to return to some semblance of normalcy. So we are enjoying the public, and the public seems to be enjoying us.
Yeah, you had the big Main Street annual meeting up there just a couple of weeks ago. Turned out really
well. It worked out really well. It really did.
And congratulations on your award, too, Greg.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We appreciate the Emporia Main Street recognizing the work we do, and we appreciate that very much. They do an excellent job in Emporia Main Street. Casey and Jess are always out there doing stuff for the community, and we all appreciate it.
Outstanding. Greg, much appreciated as always. Enjoy your day today. Stay cool.
Thank you much, guys. All right. Yeah, enjoy your day.
Thanks a lot. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. It is 855, 80 degrees. Good morning.
Michael's Lanes has great fun planned this fall with new fall.